The following is a review of economics principles and is designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in currency exchange rates. For this topic review, our first LOS is to define an exchange rate and distinguish between nominal and real exchange rates and spot and forward exchange rates. An exchange rate is simply the price or cost of units of one currency in terms of another. For example, 1.416 US dollars per euro means that each euro costs $1.416. In a foreign currency quotation, we have the price of one currency in units of another currency. These are often referred to as the base currency and the price currency. In the quotation, 1.25 US dollars per euro, the US dollar is the price currency and the euro is the base currency. The price of 1 euro, the base currency, is 1.25 US dollars, the price currency, so 1.25 is the price of one unit of the base currency in terms of the other. It may help to remember that the euro in this example is in the bottom or base of the exchange rate. At a point in time, the nominal exchange rate 1.416 US dollars per euro suggests that in order to purchase 1 euro's worth of goods and services in Euroland, the cost in US dollars will be 1.416. As time passes, the real exchange rate tells us the dollar cost of purchasing that same unit of goods and services based on the current dollar to euro exchange rate and the relative changes in the price levels of both countries. The formula for this calculation is real exchange rate in domestic units per foreign unit equals the nominal exchange rate times the ratio of the foreign currency's consumer price index to the domestic consumer price index. A numerical example will help in understanding this concept. At a base period, the CPIs of the US and UK are both 100, and the exchange rate is $1.70 per pound. 3 years later, the exchange rate is $1.60 per pound, and the CPI has risen to 110 in the United States and 112 in the UK. The real exchange rate is 1.60 times 112 divided by 110, which equals $1.629 per pound. This means that U.S. goods and services that cost $1.70 at the base period now cost only $1.62 and 9 tenths in real terms if purchased in the UK, and the real exchange rate has fallen. The intuition in this example is that the dollar has appreciated versus the pound by just over 6% in nominal terms, and the price level in the UK has increased by approximately 1.8% relative to the US price level. Because the dollar has appreciated in nominal terms by more than the price level in the UK has risen relative to the price level in the US, the purchasing power of $1 in terms of UK goods and services has increased. The real rate of exchange has decreased from $1.70 per pound to $1.629 per pound, which is a decrease of approximately 4.2%. Note that the real rate of exchange is the same as the nominal rate of exchange at the base period, because both CPIs are equal to 100 at that point in time. It will help your understanding to examine how a change in each of the variables affects the real rate. Holding other things equal, inflation in the UK by itself increases the real dollars per pound exchange rate so that a unit of real goods and services in the UK costs relatively more in dollars than it did at the base period. Inflation in the US by itself decreases the real dollars per pound exchange rate so that a unit of real goods and services in the UK costs relatively less in dollars than it did at the base period. An increase in the nominal dollars per pound exchange rate when inflation in both countries is equal increases the real dollars per pound exchange rate, and the cost of a unit of real goods and services in the UK increases relative to what it was in the base period. Likewise, a decrease in the nominal dollars per pound exchange rate when inflation in both countries is equal decreases the real dollars per pound exchange rate. and the cost of a unit of real goods and services in the UK decreases relative to what it was in the base period. Changes in real exchange rates can be used when analyzing economic changes over time. When the real exchange rate in domestic units per foreign unit increases, exports of goods and services have gotten relatively less expensive to foreigners, and imports of goods and services from the foreign country have gotten relatively more expensive over time. A spot exchange rate is the currency exchange rate for immediate delivery, which for most currencies means the exchange of currencies takes place 2 days after the trade. A forward exchange rate is a currency exchange rate for an exchange to be done in the future. Forward rates are quoted for various future dates, such as 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, or 1 year. A forward is actually an agreement to exchange a specific amount of one currency for a specific amount of another on a future date specified in the forward agreement. A French firm that will receive £1 million from a British firm 6 months from now has uncertainty about the amount of euros that payment will be equivalent to 6 months from now. By entering into a forward agreement covering £10 million at the 6 month forward rate of 1.192 euros per pound, the French firm has agreed to exchange £1 million for 11.92 million euros in 6 months. The next LOS requires us to describe functions of and participants in the foreign exchange market. Foreign currency markets serve companies and individuals that purchase or sell foreign goods and services denominated in foreign currencies. An even larger market, however, exists for capital flows. Foreign currencies are needed to purchase foreign physical assets, as well as foreign financial securities. Many companies have foreign exchange risk arising from their cross-border transactions. A Japanese company that expects to receive 10 million euros when a transaction is completed in 90 days has exchange rate risk as a result. By entering into a forward currency contract to sell 10 million euros in 90 days for a specific quantity of yen, the firm can reduce or eliminate its foreign exchange risk associated with the transaction. When a firm takes a position in the foreign exchange market to reduce an existing risk, we say the firm is hedging its risk. Alternatively, when a transaction in the foreign exchange markets increases currency risk, we term it a speculative transaction or position. Investors, companies, and financial institutions such as banks and investment funds all regularly enter into speculative foreign currency transactions. The primary dealers in currencies and originators of forward foreign exchange contracts are large multinational banks. This part of the foreign exchange market is often called the sell side. On the other hand, the buy side consists of the many buyers of foreign currencies and forward foreign exchange contracts. These buyers include the following: corporations regularly engage in cross-border transactions, purchase and sell foreign currencies as a result, and enter into foreign exchange forward contracts to hedge the risk of expected future receipts and payments denominated in foreign currencies. Investment accounts of many types transact in foreign currencies, hold foreign securities, and may both speculate and hedge with currency derivatives. Real money accounts refer to mutual funds, pension funds, insurance companies, and other institutional accounts that do not use derivatives and thus use only real money. Leveraged accounts refer to the various types of investment firms that do use derivatives, including hedge funds, firms that trade for their own accounts, and other trading firms of various types. Governments and government entities, including sovereign wealth funds and pension funds, acquire foreign exchange for transactional needs, investment, or speculation. Central banks sometimes engage in foreign exchange transactions to affect exchange rates in the short term in accordance with government policy. The retail market refers to foreign exchange transactions by households and relatively small institutions and may be for tourism, cross-border investment, or speculative trading. The next LOS asks us to calculate and interpret the percentage change in a currency relative to another currency. consider an exchange rate in U.S. dollars per euro that has changed from 1.42 to 1.39. The percentage change in the U.S. dollar price of a euro is simply 1.39 divided by 1.42 minus 1, which equals negative 0.0211, or negative 2.11%. Because the U.S. dollar price of a euro has fallen, the euro has depreciated relative to the dollar, and a euro now buys 2.11% fewer U.S. dollars. It is correct to say that the euro has depreciated by 2.11% relative to the U.S. dollar. On the other hand, it is not correct to say that the U.S. dollar has appreciated by 2.11%. To calculate the percentage appreciation of the U.S. dollar, we need to convert the quotes to euros per U.S. dollar. So, our beginning quote of 1.42 U.S. dollars per euro becomes 1 over 1.42, or 0.7042 euros per U.S. dollar, and our ending quote of 1.39 U.S. dollars per euro becomes 1 over 1.39, or 0.7194 euros per U.S. dollar. Using these exchange rates, we can calculate the change in the euro price of a U.S. dollar as 0.7194 divided by 0.7042 minus 1, which equals 0.0216, or 2.16%. In this case, it is correct to say that the U.S. dollar has appreciated 2.16% with respect to the euro. For the same quotes, the percentage appreciation of the U.S. dollar is not the same as the percentage depreciation in the euro. The key point to remember is that we can correctly calculate the percentage change of the base currency in a foreign exchange quotation. Next, we are required to calculate and interpret currency cross rates. The cross rate is the exchange rate between two currencies implied by their exchange rates with a common third currency. Cross rates are necessary when there is no active market in the currency pair. The rate must be computed from the exchange rates between each of these two currencies and a third currency, usually the U.S. dollar or euro. Let's return to our previous quotation for the Australian dollar and the U.S. dollar, 0.60 U.S. dollars per Australian dollar. Let's assume that we also have a quotation for Mexican pesos per U.S. dollar of 10.70. What is the cross rate between Australian dollars and pesos in pesos per Australian dollar? We can calculate the cross rate by cross-multiplying such that U.S. dollars cancel out. Mexican pesos per Australian dollar equal U.S. dollars per Australian dollar times Mexican pesos per U.S. dollar. So, 0.60 times 10.70 equals 6.42, our Mexican pesos per Australian dollar cross rate. The key to calculating cross rates is to note that the basis of the quotations must be such that we get the desired result algebraically. If we had started with Australian dollars per U.S. dollar of 1.67, we would have taken the inverse to get the quotation into U.S. dollars per Australian dollar.